Many champagne producers rely on malolactic fermentation, which can add finesse, converting the harder malic acid into softer lactic acid. I don't think you use this. Why is that?
We don't care about malolactic fermentation. We don't induce it. We don't need it. We don't do anything about it because we allow time to our wines to age. So our time is long, you know, Grand Cuvée after 6 years, vintage after 10 to 15 years. So we don't need to rush anything, and we don't need malolactic fermentation. Now, this being said, we know that it happens. If you had asked me the question 20 years ago, or to my brother, or even my father, the three of us would have answered in total good faith that there is no malolactic at Coog. But it is not true. Indeed, we discovered since that it happens on its own when it wants, mostly in the reserve wine position. But we don't care. We don't do anything to favor it. We don't do anything to stop it. We just let nature does what nature wants to do, and that's it.